request for help to stop Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Members of Congress heard a direct appeal from Ukraine's president for help as Russia continues its attacks throughout the country.
We need you right now. That was the urgent plea delivered by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in an address to Congress.
Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
While U.S. and NATO leaders have rejected a no-fly zone, Zelensky is pressing for more anti-missile and anti-aircraft capabilities.
Aircraft that can help Ukraine, help Europe.
Zelensky spoke by video to lawmakers crowded into an auditorium here, many seen emotional as images of the war were played.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Biden today announcing $800 million in more aid for Ukraine. The move comes after he announced $200 million for Ukraine over the weekend. The president says the U.S. will provide more anti-armor and anti-aircraft weapons, as well as military medical equipment, helicopters, and patrol boats. As prices rise across the country, Americans are still spending.
Retail sales rose last month. Americans appeared willing, at least for now, to absorb higher prices as the Omicron threat faded. Retail sales rose 0.3%. It's the largest jump in spending since last March when Americans were receiving stimulus checks. Business at restaurants rose 2.5%. Online sales declined 3.7%. Department store sales were up 1.6%.
Fox's Ginny Casola. A powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan, triggering a tsunami advisory and plunging more than 2 million homes in the Tokyo area into darkness. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Last weekend's ritual of setting the clocks ahead an hour could be the last under a plan approved by the Senate.
Without a vote and without any objections, the Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent.
So we're doing this back and forth of clock changing.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is a sponsor of the legislation, arguing there are reasons beyond just that inconvenience to stick with daylight saving time.
See an increase in heart attacks and car accidents and pedestrian accidents in the week that follow the changes.
Any permanent time change still needs approval in the House. No vote there is yet scheduled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Japan's prime minister has announced plans to fully lift coronavirus restrictions on Monday as new infections driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant slow. The COVID-19 restrictions are currently in place in 18 prefectures, including the Tokyo area. A Tennessee man on death row will apparently avoid execution.
Byron Black was convicted of shooting his girlfriend and her two daughters to death in 1988. He was sentenced to die and scheduled for execution this August, but he will likely avoid that date with the executioner, as the district attorney in Nashville has agreed with Black's defense team that he is mentally incompetent and therefore ineligible for the death penalty. Psychologists have determined that Black is mentally disabled, suffers from brain damage and schizophrenia, and cannot comprehend that he would be executed or why. If a county judge agrees, Black will be resentenced to life in prison without the chance for parole. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Britain is ending some of its most comprehensive COVID-19 testing and monitoring programs. It's a move some scientists fear will complicate efforts to track the virus and detect any worrisome new variants. Officials insist that high immunization rates will help dampen future waves of the disease. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.